From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. The Florida Department of Health reports 6 new cases of the Zika virus in the state this week to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, including 2 cases in Lee County. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Florida has reported a total of 9 cases of Zika virus. All were contracted outside of the U.S. The CDC has issued travel advisories for countries in Central and South America, as well as Mexico, Cape Verde, the Pacific Islands, the Caribbean, and Mexico. Symptoms can include a fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. Researchers are also looking into a suspected link between the virus and babies exposed during pregnancy. Cases have been confirmed in Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, and Santa Rosa counties as well. Zika virus, along with recent heavy rainfall, have made the Lee County Mosquito Control District unusually busy for this time of year. District spokeswoman Shelley Redovan says the species of mosquito that transmit Zika are typically found in urban areas.
They're very common around people's homes. We have to get the message out that it's just that mosquito. It's not the mosquitoes that are in the ditches or the swamps. These are container breeder mosquitoes that would be hanging around their house.
Redovan advises residents to keep their property free of standing water, including in plant containers and bromeliads. She says to change out the water in bird baths every few days. She also advises people to protect themselves with long-sleeve shirts, pants, socks, and repellent. John Davis, WGCU News.